B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, when we began opening this vault nearly 2 hours ago, we had no real idea what we'd find inside. As it turns out, we haven't found very much.
All right, I'm going to try to put you in a better mood with today's vault.
I'm in a good mood. You're not the one you got to worry about.
Well, you seem like you're down because of the people.
Well,
so I hope this cheers you up. And
don't take yourself out of the equation, Holmes.
Well, listen, man. Things happen. Okay, so you're going to hear some voices that you love in this ball and all kinds of other stuff. But we'll start with some birthdays. So it is Eric Allen's birthday today, which is always exciting.
Yes.
Birthday. So I have a pick six for you that, of course, you hear the voices of Pat Summerall and John Madden in. So
I love that.
Make you even happy.
Yes, sure, yes.
We're doing a game in Dallas.
I remember I've seen a lot more than that.
God, I've never seen it where it goes all the way down.
A sign since fake is a good one. This pass is not. It's picked off by Eric Allen. Allen still spinning, still finding room, and Allen comes out of the back. Eric Allen still on his feet. Eric Allen at the 40. Allen is going to go all the way. Eric Allen steps into the end zone, and the Eagles are ahead from 94 yards away. They're taking it to the house. That was an unbelievable play. Unbelievable run. Look who's in the dugout, in the tunnel. Randall Cunningham.
Hey, this is something to enjoy if you're a Philadelphia Eagle fan. I think but he caught that. I mean, just catching that interception was great, catching it behind him, and watch all these moves and spins and everything he does. This is all Eric Allen. I mean, he's running out of plays, jumping, his legs are going up and down. And he just runs away from everyone,
including the official who stopped to straighten his hat.
Wow, that was awesome. You're right. That made me smile, buddy.
I'm sure it did. And now I'll follow up with a play-by-play from Harry Callis. It's a quick one, but it's Greg Luzinski's birthday, the Bull.
Oh, so I found it's the Bull's birthday!
It's a very quick one, but I found a home run that was in the vault, and of course, Harry was doing the play-by-play.
The stretch by Rodgers, the 2-2 pitch. Swing, a long drive, deep left field, out of here! Home run, the Bull!
His voice just puts a smile on your face every time.
You know what the best is about the call? It's like a long drive.
Yeah, that's great.
Out of here, the Bull. Home run, the Bull. Is that one of the greatest nicknames?
The Bull, that's a great one. Look, Bull's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Look at what that turned
it's
into.
Tremendous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Forgive me, I forget the year, but we're going way back. I know you love your boxing in the vault. Here is Muhammad Ali defending his heavyweight title against that Floyd Patterson.
Wow.
So there's a little music in the background I apologize for, but that's not right. Everything's perfect in the vault.
The champion just moves, dances, slides, and glides. Every once in a while, Ali will confuse Patterson with a short right-hand lead. With his speed, he can get away with it. Ali scoring at will with a jolting left jab, keeping Patterson off balance. Patterson goes down. Decides to continue, showing once again his tremendous
Wow. That's wild, dude.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Good video of it, too. Somebody re-edited it so they could get, like, the color.
Yeah.
And it looked really cool being able to watch that. Yeah. In the vault, that is. All right, so this...
You know what I like about those weird... like you bring up those old boxing things?
Yes.
What's interesting is the use of the language, right? And, you know, the way you describe it's tremendous. See, we don't need to do that as much now because of television. Everything's video, right? We see it. But back then, I'm a fan of words.
Right.
And so the descriptions are incredible.
That's why, you know, there's the art of Joe Buck saying stairs, rips one in the night.
Exactly.
And then that's it. He doesn't say anything else.
Let's it breathe.
Because you're watching everything on TV. So it's kind of like, but you hear people complain that he didn't say more after a home run call like that.
Wait, when
like,
you hear the roar, that's what was great about the swing of his life. But then you got to leave it alone after that.
Right, exactly. All right, this day in 1995, a movie came out that I'm sure you've watched, a billion times with the kids. Toy Story came out this day in 1995.
Really?
Yeah, man. My favorite Disney movie, by the way.
Wow.
Toy Story. So there's the theme song, but we'll go to a scene.
According to my Nava computer, the...
Shut up! Just shut up, you idiot!
Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic. I'm lost. Andy is gone. They're going to move from their house in 2 days, and it's all your fault.
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place...
Oh, yeah. Well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me...
Don't talk to me about importance. Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you talking about?
Right now, poised at the edge of the galaxy, Emperor Zurg has been secretly building a weapon with the destructive capacity to annihilate an entire planet. I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command.
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear. You're an action figure. You are a child's plaything.
How many times do you saw that with the kids?
I can't even count. You know, there's a lot of movies that we've seen together, and Toy Story, and 1, 2, 3, 4, every one of them, and it always gets me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've told you the story. Toy Story 3
came out. Coincided with you.
When I was going away to college.
Yeah, yeah.
And, dude, I'm sitting there in the theaters like...
You're balling,
I'm
right?
a senior in high school, right? I'm fine. I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I turned my parents. They're... crying their eyes out. So. All right, last one. We're going back to 1934 here, Ant.
1934, okay.
Do you know who Eddie Cantor is?
I do not.
Because I didn't. But he is the creator of the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Really?
And he had a show on the radio called The Eddie Cantor Show.
Okay.
So here's how it sounded back in 1934. It changed. The beginning of the song is different, so you're not going to recognize it at first, but then you'll hear the main part of the song that we all know.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Oh, look at that, Judy.
I didn't realize that that's how it actually started.
Look at that.
He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
There you go.
That's how it sounded.
That's cool,
back
man.
Back in 1934.
All right, I like it. All right, good vault as always. Strong vault.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.